Only dealers in the area qualified to say it's a certified elite service department with certified GM technicians working in 37 service bays to get you in and out in a hurry. Get ready for winter with Gateway's fall care offers. We're always ready to meet or beat any tire price in town. Buy one, get one free on wipers and more. Take advantage of their free shuttle and fleet of new loaner cars. Book your appointment online at stlouisbuickgmc.com or call 888-865-9419. Gateway, the right way.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com presents Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase two hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their six premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
The Edge is a family entertainment facility in Belleville, Illinois that truly caters to the entire family, offering laser tag, five movie theaters, an arcade, and their sports bar featuring 20 draft beers, amazing food, and the largest video wall in St. Louis outside of Ballpark Village. That is not all The Edge is offering. The Edge is doubling its size and are now under construction, building out an indoor go-kart track, new virtual reality attractions, bumper cars, and an upscale bowling alley. You will not find this many high-end attractions under one roof anywhere. That's The Edge in Belleville.
The following Brain Trust features Cam Jansen and Eddie McVeigh of Maggie O'Brien's.
Hey, Cam, where are you going to be this year before and after Blues games?
I'm going to be at Maggie O'Brien's. Are you going to be there?
I don't know who's going to give you directions, because somebody's going to give you directions because you're my buddy and you never, ever come to Maggie O'Brien's.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, I do hope you come. I really do. I'll give you Google Maps and you can figure out.
I know exactly where it's at. It's right by Union Station.
No, Union Station is next to us.
That's true. And I valet my car for free there, and then I take a shuttle right up to the Blues game. Very, very easy. Then I take a shuttle back to your place because you have a late night menu.
Cam, watch it. I think you actually might be promoting me, which is what I'm trying to pay you to do.
I'll be there before and after most Blues games.
I paid him to say that. Thank you, St. Louis.
Yeah, you did. Hey, this is Cam Jansen, The Hardline. Join us as we broadcast live from Maggie O'Brien's from 1 to 3, Wednesday, December 27th.
Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
Gold's Gym is now offering a free 12-week transformation plan. Donna and Todd signed up their whole family.
We all worked out together. We supported each other, encouraged each other to go to the gym.
I got her into lifting the weights, and she got me into cardio. It really tied the family together. We had fun.
This is going to be a lifestyle change for us.
Head to Gold's Gym today to get your free 12-week transformation plan. Todd and Donna's family lost a combined 138 pounds. Where will you be in 12 weeks?
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a home for the holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes, and you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports steaks to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor-sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the Hill.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and
heaven. a trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
Yeah, it works too.
Afternoon and welcome to the November 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras is in the kind of business you probably guessed they're in. The business of helping you feel safe, deter and avoid crime, or if it does occur, make sure that the bad guys are caught. And I say guys because it usually is guys. Seldom do you see, you know, a woman taking a package off of somebody's porch, but it does happen. First, let's do this.
Hey!
Let's tell you who all is in the room at the control board. It is the man from Birmingham, England. Closest we'll ever get to royalty, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to somebody and also my mom and dad.
All right. Counterclockwise around the room, the one and only man on the road, Bill Cleveland, is here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Bill's segment is coming up in a moment. He will be brought to you by Window World. Of course, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason there with Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason. They'll give you a complimentary look at your portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Got an email this morning. The guy says, Dear Frank, the guy who, that Tim Woodburn, isn't he a news guy? And I responded, yes, but he's so much more. What was Rockford's first name? Jim Rockford?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the Jim Rockford of this show. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hi to your sponsor.
I want to say hi to my sponsor, myself, Gateway Investigations. Had an AM and the PM listener call me this morning, and he wanted to find a long-lost girlfriend that he hadn't talked to in a couple decades. Of course, didn't ask me if he's still married, but my fee for that is $150, but if I don't find him, I don't charge. And he hadn't talked to this woman in 20 years, and I found her in 5 minutes.
Really? Wow.
I help people find people, long-lost family members, long-lost friends, heirs, relatives, whatever. I can find people if you want to find them. You need to find somebody? Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Has tremendous respect for what Tim does, because he's in the security business. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Jim.
You know, a lot of times you watch these crime stories, and they go, well, do you remember anything? What was the last thing he said before the last time you saw him? Well, for us, that's so easy. The last word that Rat Boy said was this one.
Jeez!
Wow, like it was yesterday. We'll keep you posted, but we have no updates, no more information. This is the weird, sad, mysterious disappearance of the great Rat Boy. Please give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes.
Maybe one day.
One day. Well, you know, they'd almost given up on Elizabeth Smart and then Sean Hornbring.
Yeah.
You never know when you think, well, that's it.
Yeah.
We'll never see Rat Boy again. Miracles happen, I guess. We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. This is a statistic that really surprised me. What percentage do you think this time of year now, not 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but now with all the Amazon deliveries and all this order by them in 2 days at your house, what percentage of people have something taken right off their front porch?
55%.
This time of year.
I'm going to say...
How much?
55%.
Oh, my goodness,
that's
Dan. Over half? I don't think so.
I'm going to...
Dan always ruins these segments by guessing wrong.
30%.
30. Thank you. That's exactly... We don't even know to go any further. 30%. Wow. About a third, like holy one moly. In three people. Well, now Dan, you say, wow, holy moly.
No, that was me.
That was
Bill.
Oh,
I was
get the right guy.
5%.
Okay, because I was going to go, Dan, you said 55%. No, I think that's a lot. That's high. I didn't realize it was
that's
that high.
That's very high.
My goodness, that means you got a one in three chance if you want to have something delivered. Some idiot, loser, thug is going to walk up and take it off your front porch. And you don't say, oh, well, I live in a subdivision. That won't happen. Can I tell you something? The only time we have ever had anything taken from our home was when we were in a subdivision. People all around us. We were over in St. Charles. We had a next door neighbor and another next door neighbor and somebody across the street. And that's the only time somebody was bold enough to walk right up and take something from inside the garage. And the only other thing I ever had stolen was a set of golf clubs. I left the garage door open one Saturday. Somebody drove by, saw the golf clubs, went around the block a couple times, saw nobody was around. In and out, golf clubs gone. Joke's on them. My clubs are left-handed. So I know when they got them, they went, no, I can't use these. Unless it was a left-handed thief. So my point is this. It seems like every day there are more bad people. There are more desperate people. There are more people on meth and heroin. What does that have to do with it? Here's what it has to do with it. People who are on drugs and need money for drugs, they don't care who they hurt or what they steal to get what they need. And it's usually cash. And sometimes they do horrible things. People are killed in burglaries. They didn't intend to kill anybody, but things got a little out of hand. They knock something over. Somebody heard them, turns on the light, gets up in the middle of the night, and the next thing you know, something horrible happens. How about this? Gateway lock and security cameras puts security cameras at your home or your business. Now it's a whole different story. Because I think you've got a better than 1 in 3 chance of that person never even committing the crime. Because they look up and know, I'm already on camera. I've already been captured on the hard drive. Even if I just turn and walk away, they got me. I'm sure not going to move ahead and go forward with this. I'll go on down the street where there's somebody not smart enough to have called Gateway Lock and security cameras. They are in the ultra high definition security camera business. And let's say you have a place where it's dark. It's real dark. They can talk to you about night vision cameras. In total darkness, they can capture the image of somebody up to 50 feet away from the camera in total darkness. That's pretty impressive. 2 cameras, 20 cameras, 50 cameras, they'll work with you. Anybody's budget. It's a good family and a good business, and there's no way we'll ever know how many crimes were prevented because people had security cameras from Gateway Lock and security cameras. They are also in the proximity card business and the keyless entry business, and they do a lot of that. And I think we're getting closer and closer to a keyless world. No keys to start cars. We're almost there. Some of the cheapest cars, not cheap being built, but the most inexpensive cars on the road have push-button start. When's the last time you went to a hotel where you got in the room with an actual key? Probably a long time ago. And now homes being built. Proximity cards, keyless entry, and they do a lot of that. They are Gateway Lock and security cameras. If you want to know more, and I would encourage you to look at their website, it's a pretty impressive company. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago,
Fargo, Minnesota. That's right. Bill Cleveland's here. If it weren't for Window World, he might not be here. Window World St. Louis. We have an owner on the Illinois side, an owner on the Missouri side, so we're covered. The whole listening area is covered. And it's cold enough now that last night, let's say, for example, in the 20s, you know if there's some cold air coming in around the edge of that window. You know if it's time. And if it is, Window World. Find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Say hello to Bill Cleveland.
Where are we going, Bill? Well, we're going to talk about something that we're going to talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which I will preface this whole thing by saying I have no interest in going to any parade, quite honestly. But
Why would you say that?
I've never liked parades.
But you've been to a parade.
Of course.
And you didn't like it?
No.
You don't like feeling good and waving?
No, I don't get
that. Well, why are you candy at you?
Well, because they're actually, there really are some pretty fascinating things about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Started back in 1924. It was originally a Christmas deal. It turned into a Thanksgiving parade a few years later on. But a couple of things. So early on, there were actually protests about the Thanksgiving Day Parade because people were upset because it was going to interfere with Thanksgiving Day worship. They didn't want the parade to happen because of Thanksgiving Day worship. Thankfully, those folks got voted down, I suppose. The balloons are pretty interesting. Early on, they actually did not bring the balloons back down. They just let them go into the air.
So I think they should do that now. I'm all for that.
After the parade ended, they just said, okay, see you later.
Great big old Homer Simpson flies across St. Louis all the way from New York. I think that'd be great.
Yeah, they'd float around for about 10 days, and then they would just randomly land places. So there's a bunch of stories about early on where some of these balloons had landed on New York.
I'm not kidding. Think about this. It would be, no, but think about it. Attached to each balloon is a basket of just really cool stuff. Mm. Prizes, cash, and everybody would be running around hoping the balloon land. Yeah, all over
shooting
the
country. Shooting them down and everything. I'm on the Wikipedia page now for the Macy's Parade, and they used to just have one balloon in the parade. And then, you know, like into the 60s, they only had one balloon. Then it got more expanded and more expanded. Now there's a bunch of them.
Sounds to me like you're trying to do his segment.
You know, I'm just trying to help out. I'll just go home. Bye, guys. See
I'm going to say something, then he's going to double check it to make sure it's accurate. But that's what I do. You're a news guy. You should do that. The parade was canceled from 1942 to 44 because of
the war.
That's right, World War II. They needed rubber. Apparently, there was a rubber shortage, so they
condoms for soldiers.
They boots. Yeah, yeah. They get that boots. Away. Since 1968, the floats have been designed by artists at the Macy's Parade Studio. They are essentially 40 feet tall and 28 feet wide. But the interesting thing is, they all fold down into a 12 foot by 8 foot box. It's a pretty big balloon to be into a little box like that, or smaller box, I should say. Now, here you go. How much do you think each float or each balloon costs initially? Once it's built, the cost is not as much.
There's one thing missing. You said a 12 by 8 foot box. What's the third dimension?
Oh, that
12 by 8 by 80 feet?
I bet Tim knows.
Because a box would be a cube.
I don't know.
Well, there's three different kinds of balloons at this parade.
Here he goes. Watch it.
Here we go. I'm trying to help out.
No, you're okay.
What are they, Tim? What are they, Tim?
Well, one's a balloon. One's a falloon. F-A-L-O-O-N. That's a float and a balloon combo.
Mm. Right.
And then one is a balloonicle.
Mm. Vehicle balloon.
Right.
Balloonicle.
But that still doesn't answer his question.
Dueling parade segments.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Bill.
All right. Initial cost to have one of these balloons made. What do you think?
All right. Average?
No, this is the cost. This is what it costs. If you are a sponsor and you want to be in that parade and you want a balloon made by the Macy's people, this is the cost.
You're not sponsoring one already made. You have to actually pay to have it made.
Yes. And you've got to have the Macy's folks, that's all. They do all of them.
Do you need to do this every year? Can you reuse a balloon? Because if you say it goes in a box, next year you can.
Yes, you can reuse it.
Go ahead, Limey. What do you think? Initial brand cost. New. I'm going to go with ordering it from Macy's. $75,000.
Whoa.
Higher. Dan?
Higher.
Dan?
Knew it.
$125,000.
I'll say $30,000. I'll go low.
$390,000.
Whoa.
Wow. How long do you think it takes to inflate one of those things?
It's huge. They are helium. They are helium.
You
they
blow
are,
it by yep, yourself 12, with a pump.
12,000 cubic feet of helium goes into each balloon.
Oh, I thought you said tons.
Which, for some perspective here, you could lift nearly 750 pounds with 12,000 cubic feet of helium.
We're not going to go around the room again.
All right, 90 minutes.
I'll say 90 minutes.
Nice job. Right.
90 minutes. 89 minutes.
All right. No. One character has appeared in the parade more than any other.
In a job.
Snoopy.
Bot Simpson.
Snoopy. Dan Strauss got it right.
Dan.
The Snoopy. Yeah.
Way to go.
Snoopy balloon. And now I'll quickly end with this one. The amount of time to collapse each balloon. We told you it was 90 minutes to get the thing up and running.
7 hours.
How long do you think to take it down?
7 hours?
7 hours.
Dan,
I reckon that minutes to
collapse the balloon. How long?
An hour.
10 minutes.
2 hours.
15 minutes.
Whoa!
Wow!
Do they suck it out? Right, like a vacuum.
There's a zipper along the side of the thing, and then they pull the zipper down, and then they just
go over there.
Dan, what was that? No, what was that?
It was after they suck helium.
That was his helium imitation, Frank.
Wouldn't that be something if all the people involved took turns? And deflated them by breathing in and have a munchkin party.
Oh, goodness. Well, if you are going to the parade, I hope you enjoy it. I will not be there. I will not be watching. But yeah, 50 million made that people. Clear. 50 yeah. million people watch that stinking thing.
Stinking.
I just that don't get it. I've never understood
what communist.
But just standing along.
He doesn't like soup. He doesn't like parade.
Anti-American.
I don't know. Whatever.
He's Facebook. He's Facebook living his performance today, so he wants to make himself look tough by saying that at the end.
No. You got a camera in front of you. Where is this being broadcast right now?
On Facebook. On Facebook. Yeah.
What Facebook? Your page?
Bill on the Road Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Live.
I'm testing. I got a new phone today. I'm testing out the camera.
50,000. How many people did you say were watching?
50 million.
50 million people watched that stinking thing. Those were your words.
Stinking thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Stinking
thing. All right. Wrap it up.
All right. Sorry.
Hater.
What are we doing here? Not the Bill Cleveland segment.
Yeah.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Wrap up. Hater. Hater of the Macy's Day Parade. Go ahead. Love that. What?
St. Louis has a parade, too. They're going to have a parade tomorrow.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
While I wouldn't want to go be caught up in that mob scene, I still enjoy watching it on TV.
Yeah.
And I think,
why?
But here's the thing. You don't have kids. If you have kids, I think it's fun for kids to watch that because they see big old cartoon, you know, SpongeBob or something as a balloon. And you're kind of a kid. That's why I'm surprised you don't like it. You know why you're mad about? There's no Pinocchio balloon. That's what you're mad. That's what you're mad about, man.
Oh,
you're a little harsh, Francis.
Your people aren't represented.
There was a Pinocchio balloon early on, very early on. They had a Pinocchio.
That was Bill Cleveland.
But he kept sticking his nose in everybody's business, all the other balloons' business.
No. Let
close
only
the annex. That was enough.
Let only Dan.
No, sorry.
Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. The largest selling replacement window in the United States. All right, this is, I think, kind of important. We had a little awkward situation yesterday between Mike Evans and Limey, and it was not nice. And Mike wasn't nice, and Limey wasn't nice. They both weren't nice, and I didn't like it, and Limey didn't like it, and that's not going to happen again like that. Here's what I'd like for you to do. Email us. I read... If there's something you hear that you really like or don't like, you need to let the person who did it or said it or responded to it know. It's really important. Feedback for me, the only feedback I have comes from you, listeners. So we're going to give you everybody's email address and then tell you if there's one missing on the Facebook page. Dan will get it up there. Limey, give me your email address.
LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
All right, Bill. Bill on the road.
Bill@BillOnTheRoad.com.
Bill@BillOnTheRoad.com. Mm-hmm. Dan, brand new easy one.
Mm-hmm. DanStrauss@Yahoo.com.
Tim Woodburn.
TimWoodburn590@Yahoo.com.
FrankOpinion@Yahoo.com. Now, are all of those on the Facebook page? Is Bill's on there?
I think so.
Is Limey's on there?
Double check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Limey's is on there. Tim's new one is on there.
Okay, so folks, if you go to Facebook.com/AM and the PM, you'll know how to contact all of us. And if you have something to say, please let us know. Because we don't hear ourselves the way you do. And sometimes we walk away from here and we know something just wasn't right. And that little encounter yesterday, it wasn't anything horrible, but it was over the top and it was too much. And when Mike called Limey more than once slimy, I didn't like it. He didn't like it. And now Mike knows people didn't like it and he won't be doing that anymore. I'll give him credit for that.
We also have Dr. Doug's email address on there.
That's on the Facebook page.
Yeah, and also. Scott Sherman.
All right. There. I think that's pretty much what we covered. Let's see. Oh, we need Taylor Nickerson.
Oh, we do. His is on there also.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
And how about Buffa? Dan Buffa?
Dan Buffa is not on there.
Will you get him on
there?
Yes,
I will.
All right, we will add Dan Buffa, our movie guy. Pistols Plus, if you're headed to the lake for the weekend, a lot of people still go to that outlet mall down there. What?
Did somebody hiccup?
Yes.
He's got the hiccup.
I did. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Tim Woodburn.
Then you just snorted.
You just snorted.
That was me.
I did not.
No,
get
that
the
was
right
me.
Guy. Get
no,
the
no,
right I said not no. you. I'm talking to you. Dan snorted.
I snorted.
You're overreactive there. Dan snorted.
You look at me when you talk to
I'm
Dan.
I'm looking at Dan. It okay. looks like I'm looking at you. Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, kind of catty-cornered across from Staples. Do yourself a favor and get in there. It's a terrific store. Nice people. They have a website. It's pistolsplusguns.net. We love the folks at Pistols Plus. Yard sale Saturday morning on, as usual, as scheduled, 7 to 9 o'clock, courtesy of First Community Credit Union. Don't forget about that. For those of you with iPhones, Taylor Nickerson shared something with me this morning, and it's one of those things that when you find out that you can do it, you just go, you got to be kidding me. It's that easy. And if you have an iPhone and you have music on it, I was deleting songs the long, difficult way, roundabout, backdoor way to do it. You go to the song, pull it up, instead of tapping it to play it, just hold your finger or your thumb on it, and in about 2 seconds, up will come a menu asking if you want to delete it or move it to another playlist. Thank you, Taylor Nickerson, for that. Real quickly, an accidental discovery last night when we were flipping through looking for movies. One of my sons was there, my grandson was there, and we'd stumbled on The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. What a great movie and a true story. And it made me think of another terrific movie. If you are a father or a son, probably both, Frequency with Dennis Quaid.
Another movie.
Really good movie. And then I said one last thing, but this time I mean it. Look, advertisers, businesses, as we end this year, let me give you something to think about. Most of you are wasting advertising money because there are agencies and millennials who have told you that boomers don't matter and all the advertising is directed at 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds. Are you out of your mind? The baby boomers, we're the ones with the money. And if you want to reach the baby boomers, the people who spend, the people who have worked a while, who put some money away, 590 The Fan, look into it. Anything on the station or this show or me as the spokesman, if you've really got a lot of dough and you reach that point where you're able to afford to do that, I would be happy to talk to you. I'm serious. It sickens me to see how advertisers waste money on things I know the return is not there for them. Our mission is to make sure you get your money's worth and you get response. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com if you want to talk to me, or 590thefan.com. Ladies, get in here, please. Please. Please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And slow, ladies. They're in the powder room. So, this girl lives at home with her parents, and she's 25 years old. And at Thanksgiving, she decides to, as they go around the room, saying what everybody's thankful for, say how thankful she is that she's going to be a mother. And her dad jumps up and says, "What?" She says, "That's right. I'm going to have a baby." He said, "Oh, that's just great. That's just, you live here at home. You're not married. We didn't know you had a boyfriend. I want to meet this guy. I want to face to face with the daddy. Call him and tell him to get over here." So the daughter gets on the phone. She said he's on the way over. About a half an hour later, this beautiful Mercedes CLS 63 pulls up. And out steps a very distinguished-looking mid-50s guy. Comes up to the door. They open the door, and the dad is at the door. He says, "Is it you? Is it you? Are you the father of the baby my daughter's about to have?" He said, "Yes, sir, I am. I'd like to come in and talk to you." He said, "Oh, yeah, you get in here, all right." He's very well dressed. Not only does he have an expensive car, he's got a really nice suit on. The guy's got some money. He says, "What do you got to say for yourself?" "I'm listening. I'm listening." So he sits down with the mom and the dad and the girl, the 25-year-old, he says, "Look, your daughter has informed me that she's pregnant, and I can't marry her. I'm married. I can't leave my wife. But I will take responsibility, and I will take care of her. I will pay all costs involved in delivering this baby. I will provide for your daughter for the rest of her life. Now, in addition to that, if the child that's born is a girl, I will leave her 2 retail furniture stores, hers paid off in full to run, a deli and a condominium in Miami, and $5 million in a bank account. If it's a boy, I am prepared to leave him a chain of jewelry stores that I own and also a $5 million bank account. Now, if there's a miscarriage, I don't really know what to do, and I'm open to suggestions from you folks. As he looks at the mom and dad, says, if there's a miscarriage, I'm open to suggestions. And the mom gets up, walks over, and puts her hand on his shoulder and says, oh, I'll tell you what you do. You'll try again.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Ameren Missouri Efficient Lighting Program. Accident westbound 70 at 79, eastbound 70 at McShelby, an accident. Accident eastbound 270 at 170, working a crash westbound 44 west of 141. Accident southbound 55 north of Richardson Road. Accident eastbound 64 at 270, and now an accident with rescue. Eastbound 64 at Big Bend. 364 ramp for westbound 6440. Accident. Accident northbound 170 at St. Charles Rock Road. And major construction jams north and southbound 55 between 70 and Illinois Route 4. Get instant rebates on Energy Star certified LED bulbs from Ameren, Missouri. LEDs last at least 15 times longer than incandescent bulbs. Buy online at amerenmissouri.com/shop. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we win championships we're not supposed to win. When we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
McKendree University is about the experience of a higher quality education and the discovery of endless opportunities. It's the experience of joining a vibrant community, making valuable connections, and serving others in the world around you. It's about developing strong leadership skills, both in the classroom and on the field, learning from expert faculty, and attaining the personalized education you deserve. It's the experience of finding a better you. McKendree University. Make your mark.
The Appliance Discounters has done it again. The only appliance store in the area to offer free replacement installation on Bosch built-in appliances, the finest that money can buy. Come into any of our six showrooms and choose any Bosch built-in appliance, and the replacement installation is on us. You can also receive a rebate of 10% back on your selection of three or more Bosch quality appliances. Highest quality, lowest price, 10% back, free installation. Visit one of our six showrooms now open in Concord Plaza Shopping Center or visit theappliancediscounters.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The VA loan program is one of the best benefits of being in the military. It shouldn't have to be a difficult process to go through. A lot of people shy away from a VA loan because they've heard the horror stories that people have gone through trying to refinance or buy a home. At Hero.Loan, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and can close your VA mortgage in as little as 14 days. And we'll even pay for the appraisal. For all your VA mortgage needs, apply online today at Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
From the wheel and fire to motorsports and hot yoga in the burbs, we have evolved, Doug. Unless you're most Scotch whiskeys, that is. For some reason, when Scotch was first distilled in 1494, everyone was like, hey, nailed it. Now, fetch me bagpipes. But a new Scotch whiskey has arrived. Monkey Shoulder. Monkey Shoulder is defying Scotch as we know it with its cheeky disregard for tradition and ability to transform cocktails. Monkey Shoulder, the evolution of Scotch and the official Scotch whiskey of the morning after.
Please enjoy Monkey Shoulder responsibly.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me
For those of you wondering, I know there are many of you wondering, what can you possibly get me for Christmas? I only drink
There's only one wine that I even care anything about or can drink because I just don't like wine. Rombauer. Red Zinfandel. There you go. Depending on where you buy it, $27 to $50, depending on where you go and how smart you shop. So there you have it. Now you know. We're going to Southern California. That's why I mentioned wine, because here's a guy who's an expert, or should be. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by a place that has a, I would imagine, a pretty decent wine cellar. I've never been in there, but it's Annie Gunn's. Annie Gunn's is a restaurant. In Chesterfield Valley, next door is the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same quality. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they're closed only on Monday. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. There are gift cards available for both. And there's nobody who doesn't like a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Give it up for Mike Evans. We have an overflow crowd because of the holidays.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are out. There's a lot of kids in the audience. Thanks for coming, kids. What's going on, Homer?
We got pop quiz questions. Celebrities who went today. Name the name of the celebrity who went into politics. Roseanne Barr. Susan Summers.
Susan Summers.
Well, Suzanne. That's, she wants to be called Suzanne.
That's what lying does to you.
Betty White.
In her day, go back and look at the pictures.
No, she was cute.
Beautiful.
No hit like an old hit. Pamela Anderson.
Not without makeup.
No, I would.
We got three different facts to talk about. First, John Lasseter, the head of Pixar, stepping down for multiple sexual harassment charges.
Yeah.
This is a guy that used to say, quote, "I live in a cartoon world," the head of Pixar. Maybe it was an X-rated world that he was cartoon world. I don't know. Sounds like it. For the record, 1969, when Charles Manson had Sharon Tate murdered, Sharon was voted one of the most beautiful women in the world. You ever see pictures of Sharon Tate?
Oh, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
And Malcolm from AC/DC, and Mel Tillis, and Della Reese, David Cassidy. Not three, all four died this week.
The David Cassidy thing, boy, I meant to bump with Partridge Music, and I forgot to do it today, because I don't think millennials really realize what an unusual hit that whole Partridge Family thing was, and how unlikely that was that they'd come together and it would be that successful. And I think
I only watched it for that Susan Day, wasn't that
right? Oh, yes. Yeah,
I watched
cute,
it for Shirley Jones. And I think David Cassidy, I'm just guessing, had a pretty tormented life. I don't think his life was a good one.
Alcoholic.
Yeah, based on
big
a couple
alcoholic
of interviews I saw, he didn't have a great life.
But the good news is Charles Manson died.
Yeah, that is good news. Yeah.
Okay, so I got four movie reviews for you, all opening today. Darkest Hour, the inside story of the rise and fall and rise again. Perhaps the greatest leader of the 20th century, Winston Churchill. Gary Oldman stars as Churchill, and I'm guaranteeing, write it down now, Oldman's going to get an Oscar nomination for this. A true story of history, fabulous, rated R, 2 hours. Darkest Hour, 4 stars.
I have a question for you. The Churchill cigar, there's a size of cigar called the Churchill. I'm guessing that was because of him. He was a cigar smoker.
Oh, big cigar.
And he liked the bigger ring gauge, they call it.
Ring gauge?
Yeah.
What is the biggest ring gauge you've ever had?
54.
Really?
It's called a Red Lion. It was the cigar that Arnold Schwarzenegger was his favorite several years ago when he was governor of California. And so when somebody told me that, I thought, well, I'll try one of those. A great big fat, like you're smoking a telephone pole. It's called a Red Lion. I think it was 54 or 56 gauge cigar.
Was it good?
It was okay. It wasn't anything
expensive.
Great.
A Churchill cigar has to be 7 inches long to be called a Churchill.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Can it be any gauge, any ring gauge?
Ring gauge of 47 or
okay.
better.
Wow, that is strong.
That's very strong.
Strong information. You can win a bet in a bar on that one. I like it.
7 inches and at least 40 what?
7.
All right.
I guess I'm a Churchill all day long.
Oh, see what he did there?
Next is Coco, another Pixar animated film. This one about a young, lovable Mexican kid, a musician who travels back in time to the land of the dead to find his roots. Rated G, under 2 hours. Here we go again. 4 stars.
Ooh, what's it called?
Coco. It's called Coco.
Okay.
The man who invented Christmas before Scrooge and Tiny Tim, Charles Dickens had a lot of different ideas how to enjoy and fantasized about Christmas, and this film explores some of his ambitious ideas. Fabulous film, The Man Who Invented Christmas, PG, 100 minutes, 4 stars.
Ooh.
Wow.
And maybe this is such a great movie. 3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, with Frances McDormand, who will get an Oscar nomination, and Woody Harrelson. Best story of the year. Mm. 4 stars.
We went last night. We thought we were going to go see, is it Wonder? Is that the thing about the kids?
Yes.
Couldn't get in. Sold out. I can't think of 3 times in my life when I've gone to a movie theater when you couldn't get in because it was all sold out.
It happened to me one time in my life, the Blair Witch trial. The Blair Witch project. Yeah. It was the only time ever in my life.
Yeah, we were shocked. Turned around and went back home. Yeah, so I don't know much of it. It looks to me like a kind of a takeoff. Remember the Share thing with the kid? What was it? The kid?
Elephant Man.
Yeah, no. Elephant Man was a separate movie.
Mask.
It was called Mask.
Yeah.
It looks to me a lot like that to me.
Oh.
So.
What's everybody doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating.
Lots.
Where?
Trying not to eat. That's what I'm
going out?
Or? Yeah. I'm going to my dad's.
We actually just had ours at home because it was the only time all the kids could come to the house was this past weekend, so we had ours already. So,
really?
Yeah. Tim, what's the deal?
I get to go eat at somebody else's house and mess up all their house and their dishes and get all their kids high on sugar and then leave.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Good for you.
Yeah. Bill Cleveland?
Me and my dad.
Little Billy Clement.
That's right.
We already have Ashley and Andrew and Brinley and Ashlyn and Mandy and Chad and Zach and Glenn Homey will be here and Lori and Chad's dad works at the Magic Castle. He's a magician. He's going to be here. I think I'm forgetting somebody. We're going to have a house full tomorrow.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, what about you, Strauss?
Going to my dad and stepmom's.
Okay, wife and your girlfriend, or just?
Just girlfriend. Sandy.
Just a girlfriend.
Just a girlfriend.
Got a little floor show. Bring that wife too, homie.
Mm-hmm. She'd love that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Great cooks and making Thanksgiving dinner for their families tomorrow. Julia Roberts, Scarlett Johansson, Taylor Swift, Steve Martin, and. He goes out and shoots his own wild turkey every year and is a great gourmet cook, Ted Nugent.
Oh, there's a surprise. Yeah, there's a real surprise. I know this is not nice, but Julia Roberts, I just have never enjoyed her.
I know what you're saying.
Liked her.
There's
something
about her that...
I agree.
Sleeping with the Enemy, you didn't think she was good?
No, pretty woman. Forget whether or not she's been in good movies. It's just...
That horror movie she made, Pretty Woman?
90% of what she's done, I just don't like her. It's like her laugh is too big and fake, and she's
Brockovich wasn't bad.
Brockovich was good. She's a good performance. She's given some good performances. She's just not on the... on top of my list of people. In other words, some people, if you know they're going to be in the movie, you go, oh, then I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
She's not one of those people.
No, I'll go see a movie if Julia Roberts is in it. Despite the fact that Julia Roberts is.
If it's a great movie anyway.
And finally, name the name of the celebrity who went into politics. Was it Roseanne Barr, Suzanne Summers, Betty White, or Pamela Anderson?
Mm, wow. Limey?
I'm going to go with Suzanne Barr.
Suzanne Barr, who's that?
Wait a minute, Roseanne Barr.
Roseanne Barr. He's sorry, I mixed up the two names.
Makeup.
He's the one drinking the wine.
Wow.
Sorry, yeah, Suzanne something.
Wait,
Suzanne Summers?
Summers, that's
Suzanne Summers, maybe.
Bill?
I'm going Roseanne Barr.
I'm going to go Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
Tim?
If officially filing to run for president counts... I'm going Roseanne Barr because she did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she officially ran for president a couple years.
She's the least likely, so I will also say Roseanne Barr.
Don't forget to listen to me on the sports station on Friday. The answer, the Green Party nominee for president in 2012 was Roseanne Barr.
Wow.
Happy Thanksgiving, St. Louis. And we'll talk to you on Flip, Mike Evans. See ya.
when he said, don't forget to listen to me on the sports station, he doesn't even know this station's call. It's 590 The Fan. He means here, Friday. Here, Friday afternoon.
Yep.
He doesn't listen. I've told him. Get the app. He said he did. He still doesn't listen. Has no clue what we do here.
The year that Roseanne Barr ran for president, there was actually at least 86,000 people in this country that got up, got dressed on election day, drove to the poll, and decided to make their best voting decision was to vote for her. She got 86,000 votes. Well, that's unbelievable.
The world is full of stupid people.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Nothing's unbelievable to me. Mike Evans was brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse French Dip. I don't even know how to tell you how good that is. Bread pudding. I don't know how to tell you how good that is. Anything on the menu. Annie Gunn's. Closed only on Monday, as is the Smokehouse Market next door. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. My goodness, there's no reason to sit and go, I just cannot think of anything to give. What's her name or what's his name? Yes, you can. A gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. They're located east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Thompson Price. Here we go. Tomorrow's the big day. Big kitchen day tomorrow. Kitchens will get a workout. They're getting a workout today. Like John Landoff said, his wife, I think she loves to cook, and she's a little person. She's a tiny person. I think of usually good cooks as, you know, heavier women, but no, she's a terrific cook and loves to cook, and I guess has great self-control, and I'm sure their kitchen gets a tremendous workout. This may be the end of the line for your kitchen this year, either because it's just taken such a beating over the years with all the pies and all the turkey, or you're just sick of it because it won't allow you to do what you want to do in the kitchen. Time for a remodel. Now, the people who buy and sell houses, you actually sell your home and get another home just because you hate the kitchen and want a better kitchen. That is not necessary. You'd be better off if you like the rest of the house. Let Thompson Price show you what that space that you call a kitchen now could be. Wait till you see the possibilities. Same thing with a bathroom, master bath, or small bath, or basement bath. Over time, over many years, every bathroom in our house was completely redone. Even the little half bath in the hallway upstairs, little powder room thing, they redid that. It was not much to do. They swapped out an ugly sink for a pedestal sink, and that was kind of it. But it changed everything. Thompson Price, do us this favor. Make sure you let them know your AM and the PM, and whether you talk to two kitchen and bath companies or 22, make sure the name Price is in one of them. Then you'll know you have the company that supports this show and the company that will do a job you'll be very happy with. You'll get every dollar's worth. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270. Thompson Price, ThompsonPrice.com.
Do you want to buy a draft beer and get one free at Maggie O'Brien's? Do you want to save $10 the next time you're at the Post Sports Bar and Grill? Maybe you'd like a chance to win 2 Blues tickets. Or you'd like to help raise some money for Friends of Kids with Cancer. If you answered yes to any one of these questions, then please go to InsideSTL.com today and click on the 590 The Fan Smart Pack banner and buy your 590 The Fan Smart Pack today. December 5th marks 84 years of the Prohibition repeal. Join Budweiser and 590 The Fan at Filoni's for a celebration of the repeal. Starting at 7 a.m. the morning after, we'll be broadcasting live, and Filoni's will be opening early to serve breakfast for all the listeners. 590 will continue broadcasting live throughout the day, along with being joined by Budweiser brewmasters who will be teaching the proper beer techniques and handing out prizes. Listeners can purchase the limited edition 1933 Repeal Reserve Amber Lager that day at Filoni's. Join us at the Budweiser Repeal Party at Filoni's on December 5th.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
So what does it feel like to get the greatest haircut on earth at Lady Jane's in Brentwood, Oral Family? What does a soothing shampoo, scalp massage, and a hot leather neck shave feel like? Well, you know when the stud running back on your fantasy team tweaks his knee and all you have left is a third stringer? Then out of nowhere, he goes off for 200 yards and three scores? That's what it feels like to get the greatest haircut on earth at Lady Jane's in O'Fallon on Highway K just north of Fizey Road next to Potbelly Subs, or in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 in front of Menards. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Robert's Rules of Order, the thing, any old business, any new business, any old business? We got about 10 seconds. Anything we forgot? I don't think so.
Saturday night, 7th Planet Band playing at the St. Charles Music House.
All right, we forgot that on purpose, I think. Thank you, Dan, and thanks all to all of you for listening, not just today, but every day. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Charlie Marlowe, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, KPNT HD2 Collinsville, and Inside STL St.